Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I couldn't be more excited for you listening today. Before you continue, please go ahead, hit pause, and if you're listening to Apple Podcast, review the show. If you ever learned anything, if you like the topics, if you think you're supported by the show, please let us know. Only if we know that you are enjoying these episodes and you are learning from it, we will create exactly more of that. And welcome to Austria. I am here already now for 1 week. I'm visiting my family in Austria, in Europe, where I grew up. I spent my almost 30 years here in this country. This is where I went to school. This is where I studied. This is where I started my first and failed my first business. And at the same time, this is the place that I was wanting to leave for over a decade. It has been a good life here. And every time coming back here, I always get reminded of how great life was at some point here. Like in Vienna, you have free education. I'm mentioning this often, but it's just so unbelievable that almost no country in this world has free education. Like, I mean, free universities. You don't pay nothing to go to university here. There is a little tiny fee at each semester, but nothing compared to the US, for example. And I made good friends here. I had an incredible, cool life. But then I had to realize and admit that all I am seeking is a lifestyle on an island by the ocean. And this never let go of me. Never, ever. Up to the point that I was suffering. And I had to leave. But every time I come back, every time I get reminded where I come from, where I grew up, where my roots are, so to say, and although I was born in Serbia, my parents immigrated very, very early, shortly before the war in Yugoslavia started. So I don't have much memories of Serbia, except that I loved going there for summers. So I consider Austria my home. And every time I come back and see a piece of furniture that I've been, you know, living with, as long as I was living with my parents, there is a specific one piece that I rediscovered again in my sister's house now, that was a mirror. A mirror that was standing in my parents', or hanging in my parents' house, in the apartment where I used to live. They separated eventually, so I took that mirror over, had it in my apartment for so long, and I absolutely loved it. And when I left in 2018 to Greece, I donated, or I gave that mirror to my sister. And now in their new house, I was in the garage and be like, wow, this piece is still alive. It still exists. It's still so beautiful. And it's just a simple piece of furniture. But we have so many memories. With me, I mean my sister and me doing our first selfies in this mirror. My friends and me getting ready for going out. And I get so nostalgic every time I am here. It's hard to bear. It is sometimes it's so emotional that I'm thinking to myself, perhaps I shouldn't be even coming back, because it's not only good at all times, it's also hard for me to not to see my parents getting old. I came here this year specifically to celebrate my niece's birthday. Oh my goodness, she would love to have me here every single year. I don't see my nieces growing up. I don't do the gardening like father and sister do together. I don't do nothing of it. I get some photos, some phone calls, and that's it over the entire year. And I was thinking a lot about this, especially this first week when I arrived, and I realized, yet, I am on the right path. I yet realized that I am on the right path being abroad, living the life I want to live. Because every time coming back here, I'm a better sister, I'm a better daughter, I'm a better friend, because I am happy and I'm content in the life that I'm living. I don't know if this would be the case if I would have stayed here. And I needed to leave that place eventually, that place where I felt so stifled, where I felt that I couldn't thrive in everything that I wanted to do and be as a person. And I just realized that I knew very, very early on when I was leaving the country that every decision we make has consequences. Whether I would have stayed in Austria and lived a, for me, average life like everybody else did and not living up to my full potential and not living my dream, it would have had consequences, probably affecting me more than anybody else. And living abroad has consequences too. I'm missing out on things. I'm missing out on celebrations. I'm missing out on the small things that we sometimes, when we are close with our loved ones, just take for granted. But yet I know that this is the place I need to be. I need to stay. I need to do the work that I'm meant to be doing. You might feel the same, one way or the other. And I just want to remind you that every single decision you make has consequences. Which brings me directly to the next topic, speaking of consequences. You know, my dad, I haven't been talking much about him. He wasn't really a present person in my life. He was always there, but then not really, because he only went to work, was sitting on his couch, and didn't really take part in raising us or supporting the family. So I learned cooking from him. I learned a lot from him, but he was never a close person. What I do know is that he's quite a handyman. He can do anything in the house, repair anything, paint everything. He just does all the things. And I remember back in Serbia that he always has his, had his garage space. So he was always hanging out there days. And nobody knew what he was doing. He was repairing, obviously. He was building stuff. And he's spending now a lot of time at my sister's house, obviously in the garage. He can smoke there when it's too windy or too cold outside, and I don't know what he all does all day. But I was walking around there as we were preparing for my niece's birthday party, a pool garden party of 10-year-olds. Oh my God, what a thing. But I was running around in this garage looking at things, and I wondered, like, where is this funny noise coming from? It was music playing, and I was like, oh my God, this sounds so bad. Someone has so old speakers that they are not good anymore. And I found the place where the music came from, and I couldn't believe it that my dad, honestly, is still listening music, or it was news, I believe, radio was a radio station, from an old freaking radio that has like three buttons. And I was wondering, does he even know that we can stream music from our smartphones today? I haven't told him yet. I might. He might accept it or might not. But I was just so amazed by the fact that how he is not open to change, how he is so stuck in his old ways, which he is considering the easy ways, because he still believes in the past everything was easier, which is not the truth, because honestly, going on Spotify or Apple Podcast, wherever you are listening, even to this show, it's just so simple to put everything in your pocket and move on. And I think not being ready for change, seeing especially today's digital landscape and how social media is evolving, I will tell you in a moment a couple of things that have changed on social media right now that are very important to know, to see the full picture of where we are going and how important social media is in terms of digital businesses reaching buyers beyond borders and spreading your important message and work globally. But I had to tell you this story of my dad shortly, because I just couldn't believe he's still listening to this old radio from the, I don't know, 50s? But I guess I let the old man be. Back to Instagram and social media. Instagram is currently doing a lot, and I'm speaking Instagram specifically because this is the platform where I hang out most of the time, but it's Facebook, LinkedIn equally. There's constantly new features being added. Amongst these features, we have now extended length of reels. You can do now longer reels. We have trial reels. You probably have seen them. If you don't have them, don't worry. Trial reels are made for trying to put a reel out there that is not going to be shown to your audience, but to new audiences, to non-followers, to see how it's performing. which I think is a nice tool. I had it, now I don't have it anymore. However, it is very useful. Then we have as well, the carousel slides are not only now to 20 photos per carousel, they also have now a profile grid update, meaning that Instagram is or has updated the profile grid preview to the same height as Reels to give them a more dynamic look. And if you add music to your carousels, they will be shown in the Reel grid. Then they are constantly improving the DMs option with automatic responses and more engaging responses. Make sure you are upgrading your apps consistently to see what there is new. I think it's helpful on one hand, you don't have to use all of them. On the other hand, there are some that are really fun to use. And I'm telling you this because these platforms, not only Instagram, but any other social media platform, they are doing this because they see that they are the future. These platforms are our future. How we work, how we share our messages, how we sell, how we connect with people in the future as business owners. And these platforms will always accommodate these changes because this is how they make money. Another thing that has happened, social media and Google merged. So every caption you write on your social media post, make sure it's search engine optimized, SEO optimized, because you can now Google for specific topics. And if you know on top you have either all, you have images, you have videos, you have news, and now they added another section in Google that's called short videos. If you click on there, you will see, according to your search, Facebook Reels, you will see Instagram Reels, TikTok, LinkedIn I have seen coming by. It's even Pinterest, YouTube, all kind of platforms, they will literally show your social media content on Google. And I think this is an amazing advantage because not only can you be found from the side of social media by new audiences, but also when people look for some specifics on Google, which I think is an amazing two-way traffic. But with that, with social media getting bigger, more relevant, and everything we are looking for, searching for, looking inspiration for, motivation, and even news, as leaders and service providers who are working in the transformation industry, it is so incredibly important to be very conscious what you are putting out there. In a world where every expert can share their message, suddenly the choices for who we trust simply become more diluted. People are more skeptical, they're trustless, they are distracted, overwhelmed, and it is yet that we are the generation shaping these platforms by the content we share and especially the stories we tell. As I said, people go to social media for solutions, ideas, inspiration, motivation, and it really even shapes how we view war, how we understand life, and how we relate to everyday's problems. Because the truth is, whatever you put out there, there is a person who sees that as truth. And I so understand that so many service providers, although you see these opportunities, although you see that growth, although you see that social media is something that we will not be or can't be without anymore in the future, so many people are dreading it because of its negativity, because of its false content, because of its promises that cannot be delivered. AI, fake news, and everything we see. And therefore, as we are the generation shaping social media, that's why it's your responsibility to create content that does not mislead, that doesn't manipulate, that doesn't promise relief without truth. And I'm not saying, I will never say this, that you need to sugarcoat your message or try to please everyone. But I'm saying to get clear on who you want to be known for as a personal brand when you put yourself out there. I'm encouraging you to speak with clarity, conviction, and care. My desire for you is to use your voice without hurting others. We can coexist, respect other people's messages, and still be the person we are meant to be, no matter what. And I always like to say, be human. Always be human. Because this is what people want to see. Every time you put something out there that you had to stage, overly prepare for, that you had to fake, that you have been performing as someone you aren't really, you are creating for someone a truth through that. So now, as we are moving into this digital era, as we are entering this AI-driven era, where so much is possible, I want to say, let's use these opportunities, these possibilities we are having today, not by misleading people, but by taking radical responsibility. What content goes out there, every single piece we create today, because I strongly believe that the world needs more conscious leaders, and you are one of them. It's important more than ever, and I believe in you that you can achieve anything you set out for. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community, so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below.